Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, gentlemen, so really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, that's my thing.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show, coming to you on WMQM AM 1600, the superstation, 50,000 watt blowtorch out of Memphis, WMVM. TalkNetwork.com and Global Star Radio Network. And we're doing our best to expand our reach because we have a goal. We have a goal to take America back, win souls for Christ, and we hope that you can help us in this endeavor. And the more people we reach, the greater chance we got to make this a reality. But we got a really exciting show for you today. In the first segment, Jim and I have a topic of breaking news importance. Extremely important topic coming out of Kansas. And in the second segment, we're going to be talking more about gun control and what's going on in Texas. And in the last half hour of the show, we're going to have Mondays with Mike, but we're going to have it on Tuesday this week only because of the holiday season. And we're going to be talking about the latest thing that Mike Adams, the health ranger from naturalnews.com, is involved in. Jim, I don't know if you've got a chance to hear about these events involving the rail cars and chlorine gas going on in Kansas. But I think this is of paramount importance, and we need to pay attention to this. How aware of you are this breaking story that's just reaching the public?
You know, Dave, actually, I'm not aware of it at all. I've been way out of pocket today and haven't had a chance to peruse the news as I usually do. So, no, this is kind of this is new information to me. So please continue.
Well, two nights ago, I got a call from my good friend and a source of very good information in the past, Paul Martin of RevolutionRadio.org. And Paul told me about an unfolding event going on inside of Pratt, Kansas, the city of Pratt, as well as the county of Pratt. And what we have is the discovery of abandoned chlorine carrying railroad cars manufactured by the Chinese, and these are suddenly showing up all across the country. But the events in Pratt, Kansas are extremely disturbing. So, Jim, let me set the tone here, and we'll probably get into and evolve into a Q&A on this. But Pratt, Kansas, in case you haven't heard of this, is a town of less than 7,000 people in the southern part of the state bordering Oklahoma. And what we have found here in Pratt, according to Ed Petrowski and his wife, Lisa, is that local law enforcement officials have discovered these railroad cars that have been abandoned over the last 8 months. some maybe as long as a year ago, they're being obscured from a highway that runs along the rail line. But listen to this, folks. The rail line is defunct. The railroad is in such bad disrepair that they said a railroad car couldn't probably exceed more than 5 miles an hour. And so this entire line is defunct, but they have found car after car after car, and these are chlorine-based cars. They're designed to carry chlorine gas. Well, they sat on this abandoned railroad track for months, but here this past week, several of these cars somehow got pushed and moved, and they blocked Highway 54. Now, this is where law enforcement of both the sheriff's office in Pratt County and the Pratt City Police Department got involved, and they had to shut down this highway for the better part of a day. Now, DHS and the FBI have become involved for obvious reasons. And, Jim, when we look at this event here now, Lisa Petrosky works for the local co-op in Pratt, and she told me that the railroad officials are telling the co-op members that these abandoned chlorine cars are all across the country. Now, I don't know if this would have raised my red flag and set off all these alarms, Jim, but they certainly have now in this day and age. So anyway, let's just kind of stop and pause for a second here. What would have been your first reaction when you heard this, knowing that I've got more details to follow?
Well, I would think, but when you think of chlorine gas, I think back to Nazi Germany, actually, I believe, and I think that was one of the things that they used. I think they used cyanide gas, and I believe they used chlorine gas as well in some aspects. So I just wonder, Dave, what in the world would they need this chlorine gas for? The first thing that comes to my mind is, are they planning something? You know, are they planning something? Because if I remember, I'm not an expert on chlorine gas, but I believe it's very deadly. I think if you breathe it, you don't have to breathe too much of it before it makes you sick or kills you. But please continue.
Indeed, it is deadly. And there's been a lot written about chlorine gas. And here, let me reference some experts on the topic. The Harvard Kennedy School of Government did a toxic study, what they call toxic inhalation hazard analysis. And they said chlorine is really, really bad news. And they talked about the first time that chlorine was used as an asphyxiating gas. It was on April 22nd, 1915, when the Germans attacked Algerian and Zouavi troops, and death occurred by the hundreds and later to the thousands by inhalation. And this led to the creation of these gas masks that we see in all the old World War I photos. What's interesting here, though, is chlorine gas also made an appearance in Syria in that civil war in 2014. And the U.S. government and its Western allies has said it was Assad's forces that unleashed the chlorine gas on a civilian population, and the Chinese were accused of supplying the gas. There is strong indication that the Chinese are a major player in the distribution of chlorine gas for warfare purposes. And these rail cars outside of Pratt, Kansas, and for that matter, all across the country, Jim, are indeed Chinese manufacturing. These cars are empty. Now, here's what's bizarre. Ed Petrosky talked to the local police chief in Pratt, Kansas, and the local police chief told him, he said, these cars should be able to move, given the condition of the tracks. He said he doesn't see how they even got there. And then he said for them to all bunch up at one and block Highway 54 was inexplicable. He said there's no gas in them, but he said the air brakes should have kicked in and stopped these trains from moving on relatively flat land. And he said someone or something had to push these cars into a location. Now, in this age of terrorism, when you're looking at something like chlorine gas, this is a major problem, Jim. Because chlorine gas is one of the things that ISIS is stockpiling. Let me read to you from an interview done with an expert. Expert says ISIS is likely to initiate a chlorine attack on the UK and the US. Just about 20 years ago, the Japanese terrorist organization known as Om Shinrikyo carried out a sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway, killing more than 13 people. Then this expert was asked the question, could that happen in the UK and the US? He said, so yes, he said, it could happen. He said, these Tokyo gas attacks could happen anytime, anywhere in the UK and the US relatively easily, said Hamash de Breton Gordon, who was the former commanding officer at the Joint Chemical, Biological, and Radiological Nuclear Regiment. He went on to say that ISIS terrorists entering the United States and the UK will no doubt engage in chlorine attacks on places like the New York and London underground subways, or at soccer matches or football games. He said it is very evident that ISIS is putting much more time and effort into training its jihadis in the use of chlorine as a terror weapon, and in particular, lacing it and housing it inside of IEDs. And he goes on, and I quote him here, virtually every foreign jihadi who comes into the U.S. and the U.K. will have been exposed to training of this sort and will have a reasonable idea on how to use chlorine or toxic chemicals as a terror weapon. And in the U.K., up to 90 tons of chlorine can be purchased without any license. Jim, that is shocking, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, Dave. And, you know, you look back, I believe you mentioned I want to say, was it in the Chinese subway system some years back where they released sarin gas or some sort of a gas?
That was in Tokyo, Jim.
Japan. Okay, yeah, they released wasn't sarin gas. What they released some ricin.
Well, it was sarin gas. Yeah.
It was sarin gas. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's there's precedent for that, Dave. I mean, you want to talk about you know, and certainly I don't need to give these people any ideas, but yeah, I mean, the catastrophic results of releasing something like a chlorine gas during a rush hour event at the New York subways or Chicago or something of that nature. Yeah, you know, and I tell you one thing, Dave, I'm actually shocked and more than a little bit surprised, I have to say, that, you know, with all the depleted uranium that is floating around, all these dirty suitcase bombs that we know back when the Soviet Union collapsed, you know, there's certainly hundreds and hundreds, from what I understand, reports that these suitcase bombs, some of these bombs were taken and they can't keep track of them. They don't know, you know, where they're at. I mean, are they here in the States already? Are they here on the U.S. soil? I don't know. But, you know, if they do come across with these coordinated attack, Dave, that we're talking about, and since we've been on last, I believe, actually, we're recording this for Tuesday, in Los Angeles, they had to shut down how many schools? 600-something schools they shut down in Los Angeles here a few days ago because of some sort of a coordinated threat. So, you know, that, Dave, is almost exactly what we talked about, something specifically like that. We got about a minute left.
Yeah, we're going to go into break in just a second, but you're absolutely correct on that, that this should be a concern for anywhere where there's a public venue. And we're no longer just talking about terrorists pulling up with AK-47s and IEDs and killing people in gun-free zones. I mean, that's certainly going to remain at the top of the list of priorities, but these gas attacks have everyone concerned. DHS and the FBI tried to remain covert in Pratt, Kansas, but the word is out now that they are there, they're on the scene, they're investigating, and they're concerned. But my main concern, Jim, as we step aside for the break, is the fact that local law enforcement has had to even turn to the local citizens, and they've asked for help in looking for suspicious activity involving the area around these trains. To be followed, to be continued, Jim.
Yes, Dave. Right. Very good. And we appreciate you joining us here on the Common Sense Show. We'll talk about these topics and others on the other side of these short messages. I'm James White, along with Dave Hodges, and we'll talk to you after the break.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. Dave Hodges, James White here. We are the co-hosts of the Common Sense Show, and we are pleased to be with you. In just a moment, we're going to be talking to you about a number of sheriffs across America who are telling people to get armed because you are your own first line of defense. But before we go there, it's important that you're armed financially. Get your money out of the bank as much as you can and make sure that you are putting it into precious metals, because that is going to be the only thing that holds value over time. The guy to talk to do that, he'll consult with you on your portfolio, is my good friend Steve Quayle. Steve's number, 406-586-4842. Renaissance Precious Metals, Steve Quayle, the best free financial planning you're going to get, 406-586-4842. Also, I want to talk to you about my good friend Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. One of the things that I know everyone is going to need at some time, whether it's from natural causes or we have a societal breakdown or we're actually involved in a war, but you're going to need to have some type of water filtration system. Berkey Water Filter really provides the best opportunity at the lowest cost to provide you and your family with safe drinking water. And how do you get your Berkey water filter? Well, you simply go to readymaderesources.com, look at the various product descriptions, decide what's best for you and your family, and then give Bob a call, and you can call him right after the show, 1-800-627-3809, 1-800-627-3809. And I want to remind everybody, our website is thecommonsenseshow.com, and feel free to sign up for our newsletter, and we'll keep you updated on the latest shows. And our archives will be there as well on a daily basis. Again, that's thecommonsenseshow.com. Easy sign up for the newsletter. Well, Jim, let me toss it over to you. Let's talk about what's going on with these sheriffs and what they're telling the American people about what they should be doing.
Well, Jim, you know, or Dave, I'm Jim. We're very happy that the sheriffs across the country that seem to be standing up, and actually law enforcement agents, not just sheriffs. Are standing up and encouraging people to carry firearms. Now, that's one of the blowbacks that these globalists that perpetrate these false flag events, and every one of them is not false flag, but there's certainly enough of them that we can point to. What they do is when they perpetrate these events, it's not working for them. See, they expect that people are going to turn their guns in and just be appalled by guns and really demonize gun owners and make all law-abiding gun owners look bad. But as you know, Dave, that's really backfired on these knuckleheads. to put it mildly, because people are buying more guns now than ever. Now, let me give you an example here of some of the people here, the sheriffs and law enforcement agents who are encouraging people to purchase firearms. We have Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum. We have Captain Greg Perry with the Snellville Police posted Thursday a message to the department's Facebook page urging officers and citizens to be prepared for the unexpected. Detroit Police Chief has called for his citizens to carry guns because he says the police can't get there in time. And then we have Hughes Springs County Sheriff Randy Kennedy has told people that they should law-abiding gun owners should have their guns and be ready. So, you know, across the country, it seems, you know, certainly in Texas and in the South, it's much more prevalent, Dave, but there are sheriffs all across the country that are urging their citizens to carry firearms because, you know, it's a simple math problem. As Stuart Rhodes said on our broadcast here, one of our previous broadcasts, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. And I've said that a couple times, but I can't. It's a very simplistic way to explain it to our listeners. When seconds count, the police are minutes away. And I don't know how else to put it, Dave. Can you put it any plainer than that, my friend?
No, I really can't. Art Bell used to have a favorite saying when he was the host of Coast to Coast. He used to say, the reason I own a gun is because if I don't, the police will get here just in time to draw that white line around my body. And so I think both Art and our good friend from the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, are both saying exactly the same thing. Americans, hear me clearly. You are your own first line of defense. You cannot depend on your government, your law enforcement to protect you, particularly if we have a meltdown of the dollar. All bets are off, and that's every man, every woman for themselves. Jim?
Well, Dave, you know, and I want to encourage people out there that are perhaps don't have any firearms at all, or maybe have had, you know, because if you have a fear of firearms, and I wouldn't blame you in a way if you follow mainstream media, because they pushed, you know, for years now that firearms are bad, they're dangerous, you know, you can't have them in your home. You know, they've played mind games with people, and they've really, you know, a lot of people, they've scared into not even wanting to own a firearm. But I'm here to tell you, I think once you get proper training, proper security, lock your firearm up properly, make sure that there's no, you know, children that have access to it, of course, you know, be responsible. It is a deadly weapon. But I encourage everybody out there to go to the gun range. You can rent your gun. You don't have to even put any money down. I mean, spend $25. You can get in a half an hour worth of range time and probably rent a firearm and some ammo, buy a box of ammo for maybe $25-$30 and give it a try. Because, you know, as Dave stated, you really have to take this. If you have children especially, I mean, unless you're some, you know, karate master or some MMA fighter, you know, you're most likely going to go up against somebody that has a weapon, maybe not a gun, but a knife or a pipe or something. So be smart is all I'm saying. Be smart.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. And what is that about? Forewarned is forearmed. And certainly we do need to practice that. Now, here on the Common Sense Show, James and I are both committed nonviolent people. We believe in the redemptive power of Christ to forgive and bring love into the world. And that's how we approach our relationships. But when the boogeyman is climbing through your door or your window, knocking your front door down, and is putting your family in jeopardy, you have every moral and legal authority to engage in self-defense. And let me just take this moment here to talk about my own sheriff, where I reside in Maricopa County in Arizona. Maricopa County incorporates rural Arizona around the Phoenix metropolitan area and also Phoenix proper, as well as the surrounding suburbs. And, you know, Sheriff Joe, America's toughest sheriff. We've all heard of Sheriff Joe. He came out in the last 10 days, Jim, and he was very, very clear. And it's funny, the Arizona Republic, which is owned by Gannett, and they're decidedly New World Order, decidedly anti-gun. They want to disarm all of us so they can do what they will with us. They vilified Sheriff Joe for saying this. But he was so clear in what he said. He said, Americans need to arm themselves my department cannot protect you from terrorists. We can only respond to what's already happened, but we cannot protect you. You are your own first line of defense. And that's Sheriff Joe from 10 days ago. What's interesting is the feds have so vilified him, and so has the media. I don't agree with everything Sheriff Joe says and does, as I wouldn't with any political official, and he's an elected position. But Jim, this man went after Obama and said that his long-form birth certificate that was put out after intense pressure placed on the president to validate his citizenship, or Pyle's forensic expert said it was a forgery. And they proved it was a forgery 9 times Sunday. And as a consequence, the Obama administration, the Justice Department, have done nothing but launch lawsuits against Sheriff Joe. Now, what's he guilty of in their eyes? Oh, he's racially profiling. No, what he's doing is enforcing the immigration laws of this country. When they arrest somebody and they can't prove their citizenship, or they know they have a foreign national, they are turning these prisoners over to Immigration and Naturalization Service. And that's why the feds are coming after Sheriff Joe, one, because of his stance on guns, and two, because he wants nothing to do with illegal immigration because of the dire consequences, i.e. terrorism, associated with it. Jim?
Well, you know, Dave, we are looking at a potential Hillary Clinton, I dare say, a Hillary Clinton presidency. Now, NRA has come out recently here, and this is off of collapse.news. It said, the headline is, Clinton's comments show support for gun confiscation. And basically, Hillary Clinton came out and said that she lauds Australians' gun control measures where they mandatory gun buyback and destruction. So, you know, if Hillary, got about a minute and a half left, Dave, I'm afraid that if Hillary Clinton happens to win the White House, I believe that is one of the things that she will try to do overtly. She's overtly already shown that she's an enemy of the Second Amendment. If she gets in, I think that she will probably start a civil war. People aren't going to turn their guns in. That's the fact.
Well, you know, just judging from the comments I get at the Common Sense Show on the comments that they make on various stories that we print and the emails I get from our listeners, I think there's no question, Jim, that is the case. And again, I'd like to remind everybody, our website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Check us out for daily updates regarding the show. But back to Sheriff Joe for a second. He nailed Obama, and he nailed him to the wall. And this president is a fraud. He's not an American citizen. That's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And Sheriff Joe has been through endless persecution for doing his job. And I'm glad to see these other sheriffs that you mentioned earlier in this segment coming to the forefront, along with great Americans like Stuart Rhodes, who are now speaking out and saying, no, we're not going to give up our guns. And Jim, you're right. It could be a bloodbath.
Well, we'll leave on that happy note here. This is all the time we have for this segment. This is James White along with Dave Hodges here on the Common Sense Show. Please stick around with us after these brief messages, and we'll be back after the break.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna food storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Welcome back, and thanks for staying with us through the break. This is Dave Hodges and James White. We're the co-hosts of the Common Sense Show, and we're coming to you on a variety of broadcasts, WMQM, AM 1600, WMVM, TalkNetwork.com, and Global Star Radio Network. So welcome back. Our special guest for the next two segments is from Natural News, and he's also the founder of TalkNetwork.com, and I'm speaking about Mike Adams. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave and James. It's great to join you. I always appreciate being on your show.
Well, I understand from our preliminary conversation before going on the air that you have a breaking story that you'd like to share with our listening audience.
Yes, this involves one of the hosts of Talk Network, Pete Santilli, who's very outspoken, kind of an activist, radio host, pro-Second Amendment guy. He was stopped in Cincinnati. His vehicle flagged a domestic terror watch list that's maintained by the Department of Homeland Security. Local police responded with a very aggressive stance, weapons drawn, screaming at him, ready to shoot him if he flinched, they said. Hours later, after he was arrested, he was completely cleared, and they said the information wasn't a match. And I've talked with Pete extensively. And in his conversations with the police officers there and other information that will be coming out shortly, we've pieced together what we think is happening. DHS, we believe, is adding the license plate numbers of all outspoken patriots to its terror watch list, hoping to cause aggressive, violent interactions with local law enforcement so that either the patriot gets shot or, even better for the Obama regime, is if the patriot person opens fire on police. Then they can, of course, paint all patriots as being psychotic cop killers, even though, of course, the Obama administration hates both police and patriots. Now, fortunately, in this case, Pete Santilli kept his cool. Nobody opened fire. Nobody was shot. And the whole thing, you know, again, hours later, he was cleared. And a day later, less than a day later, he was released from jail. Total false alarm, but this is a tactic that we believe DHS is doing. And by the way, Dave, this is entirely consistent with Operation Fast and Furious. Remember that. They wanted to cause violence by putting guns into the hands of the Mexican drug cartels. This is just another tactic of an unlawful, illegal regime in Washington that has essentially started committing acts of terrorism against its own citizens.
Well, gentlemen, let me share with you an email I received from Doug Hagman approximately 4 hours ago. Doug, of course, is the lead host on the Hagman and Hagman Report, huge listening audience, widely respected, and a good close personal friend. Dear Dave, I am getting supplemental independent confirmation about what you wrote about with regard to the lynch agenda. Let me step aside and just say, a couple of days ago, I read an article saying that Lynch wants to see Hodges, Hagman, et al., in prison for our outspoken views about the refugee resettlement program, which we're bringing in known terrorists from the Middle East. And I had been given a document. I published that document straight from the internet on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. This article was widely circulated. So this is Doug's follow-up to my article on that. He goes on to say, "It's even worse than you think, Dave. I'm hoping to get some names and dates I have a very interesting meeting, and I'm going to leave out the time and place for his security, with someone I vetted and who is traveling. Will advise on what I find out on this situation, Doug.
That is entirely consistent with what we just saw happen in Cincinnati. You know, when it's one piece of information, you might be skeptical. You might say, but now it's two pieces of information that seem to point in the same direction. The federal government is actively targeting journalists, radio hosts, writers, you know, bloggers, who are talking openly about defending America. So what do you even call that?
I call it winning. That's what I call it. I call it that we're winning. The alternative media, we all know that the mainstream media is a joke. It's really a shell of what it used to be. I mean, the days of, you know, Edward R. Murrow and the real, you know, the real investigative reporters, those are long gone. Corporations have taken over pretty much everything, as we know, 96% of all the media. And believe it or not, because the 4% or the 5% that's not mainstream generally speaks truth, fellas, you see how infectious truth is. Even they have dominated things for years, and our small footprint is waking up people and opening up minds and making them so desperate they have to pull maneuvers like this. That's what it says to me.
Well, and let's be clear, none of us in the Patriot community are calling for violence. We're calling for the opposite. We're calling for self-defense of our nation.
Yes, you're correct.
We want our communities to be safe. We don't want our wives and husbands and children, you know, shot up by terrorists in San Bernardino or other cities. And that this has come to the point where someone who wants to defend America is labeled a terrorist by their own government. This is insane. What else can you say?
In today's version, and actually I should say Sunday's version of the Common Sense Show, on December the 20th, I published an article in which I advocated for all Americans to conceal and carry at all times. And the reason that I published this, gentlemen, is because I played a clip of Obama speaking at the National Counterterrorism Conference, in which he said there are no credible threats to the safety and security of Americans within the United States, and they should feel free to travel safely, go anywhere that they want. I'm thinking, has the president suffered short-term memory loss? Does San Bernardino and 14 slaughtered Americans mean anything to him? And then Hillary Clinton came on this week while she was on the campaign trail, and she said exactly the same rhetoric, that there's no problem. Muslim immigrants are welcome. We are happy to share our country with you. No talking about, oh, by the way, Obama said that he vets very carefully all the Middle Eastern refugees that are coming in through this UN refugee resettlement program. And I found document after document citing FBI sources saying they do not have the resources to vet these immigrants, nor can they track them after they're here. One lie after another. We Americans are our own line of defense. That's why I'm advocating for conceal and carry.
No doubt. You know, and this reminds me of a quote, I've said it before, by Hiram Mann. No man survives when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those who cry appease are hanged by those they tried to please. You know, you see the – I bring some of the comments for the Democratic debate. And people are actually making comments like, yay, Hillary, she's just here in the right time, you know, right person for the right time. You know, I try to be logical, you know, rational thinking person, but I just can't wrap my mind around sort of the mental illness. And I just say that really, like, seriously, it seems to be a mental illness that's infecting some of these people that want us just to be on our knees and subjected to tyranny. I don't get it, guys. I just don't get it.
Mental illness is exactly the right term, James. And remember that this regime, the Obama regime, and the leftists that support him, they have always tried to pit different factions of society against each other so that they can maintain power. We've seen this with blacks versus whites and the racial tensions that have been raised, amplified by Obama. We've seen this with protesters versus police, also amplified by Obama. And now we're seeing it in terms of the you know, patriots being triggered as domestic terrorists, to again cause violent interactions between police and patriots. Now, this president is dividing our nation on purpose. They ran fast and furious with Eric Holder in order to cause violence so that they could then try to confiscate the guns. You have to ask yourself, why are they and Hillary Clinton too so desperate to confiscate the guns? The answer is they cannot move forward with their final plan unless the citizens are completely disarmed. That alone is reason why we must resist illegal disarmament, why we must support the Second Amendment, why we must be lawful and ethical and even well-behaved and professional in the way that we carry our firearms in our self-defense. So, you know, this is coming, this is all coming to an issue that they want to destroy what is America, and they have to take our guns first to make it happen.
Well, you're exactly right. One of the things that I've begun to advocate for here locally in rural Arizona, where I live about 25 miles north of northwest metropolitan Phoenix, and I've been telling my rural neighbors up and down this corridor between Wickenburg and Phoenix, go to your local community mailbox, post the fact that everyone needs to be armed and state some reasons why, and talk about the 17 genocides that took place in the 20th century, and every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation. We need to start educating people right now, because I fear, Mike, that if we give up, if a segment of our population is willing to give up their guns, the other side will smell blood and they'll really come after us.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
Well, you know, Mike, you brought up a great point too about the police. You know, the Obama administration wanting the patriots to fight it back with the police. You know, that would make it really convenient for, you know, the patriot community to be demonized, and they may even be able to dumb down public that doesn't understand the situation. They may be able to get the hearts and minds of the public behind something like that. You know, if you hear him talking about the Constitution, if you know anybody that used to have Ron Paul signs in their yard, you know, mark those people down on a list. Now, we're all on some sort of a list, but the list that's coming for us that we're going to be on is going to be largely put together by our neighbors and people that are around us. I mean, that seems how it always goes that way in the end. We got about 45 seconds left here before this break.
Well, James, you're correct, and yet I think there will be a tremendous amount of resistance among local communities and even local law enforcement. Most cops today in rural America do not believe anything the federal government tells them, so keep that in mind as well.
All right, Mike, real quick, why don't you give out your websites here before we go to this break? We're talking with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Go ahead, Mike, you got the floor.
Well, talknetwork.com is where you can find all of this and check out headlines at alternativenews.com.
Thanks, Mike. This is James White along with Dave Hodges here for the Common Sense Show. We'll be back right after these short messages.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Welcome back, and this is the final segment for today's show here on The Common Sense Show, coming to you on TalkNetwork.com, Global Star Radio Network, and WMQM AM 1600, the 50,000-watt blowtorch station. Thanks for, again, staying with us. Our special guest is Mike Adams, and we've been talking about the fact that DHS is preparing to move against journalists in a variety of ways, and accompanying that strategy, we have discussed about their gun confiscation strategies as well. Mike, I want to go back to something that you said earlier about Pete Santilli. I did not know that Pete was jailed, but if I'm not mistaken, I think I heard you say that. Let's talk about the details of what you know, what actually happened to him, and how long was he detained?
Pete was he's been in Cincinnati for a little while, and because he has received many, many death threats, he had a loaded 9mm in the vehicle, but they didn't know that when they pulled him over. They pulled him over and then found that his license plate flagged the terror watch list, and only after they approached him with weapons drawn and screaming at him did he, you know, they asked him, do you have any weapons in the car? And he said, yeah, I have a weapon in the car. So they didn't even know that. It was because of DHS that they had that aggressive stance. So he was arrested. I don't know what the status is of any charges, but he was released on $0 bail less than a day later, and he was cleared of the terror watch list within, I think, 3 to 4 hours. And he's posted a video now explaining, you know, he's free and he got his car back. And the local police, at least according to what he told me, they feel like they've been used by DHS. The DHS is playing with local law enforcement by giving them bad intel that they know is bad. You know, Pete Santilli's not a terrorist, and yet the ISIS terrorists, the real terrorists, you know, the Obama administration is shutting down FBI investigations into the real terrorists, saying you can't investigate them because they're Islam. Think about that. The citizens are the terrorists, and the terrorists are given a free pass. This is the new Obama America, and my God, when these terrorists are activated, the real ones, you know, God help us all. There are going to be a lot of people that die, I fear, in a massive activation of ISIS across our country.
Well, Mike, you know that the federal government has utilized funds that they create out of thin air, but that's another story. And they've really showered a lot of these local agencies with federal money, which has really opened the door for these federal agencies to kind of implant their people in a lot of these local law enforcement agencies. They supply them with you know, the finest equipment, the finest machinery and guns and weapons. So naturally, they're gonna welcome these people in. And I think that, you know, there's gonna come a time where probably even all local law enforcement are gonna become federalized. And I think that's gonna be the time when a lot of these local law enforcement people, you know, real local, are gonna take their guns and badges off and say, you know, we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope anyway. Let's hope.
Yeah, Dave.
Well, I think they've already been federalized in many, many different ways. You talk about the giving of military hardware equipment, tactical equipment.
Yes.
You know, such as armored vehicles and so forth, MRAPs to towns that have 3,000 people, I mean, which makes absolutely no sense. So in many ways, we have already federalized the police. Now, Have we federalized their hearts and minds, and will they forsake their constitutional oath? That's a whole different matter. I'd like to take this discussion in a slightly different direction, and I want to just give a real brief history lesson and bring it into the present. In the 1970s, the world mental health community condemned the Soviet Union for their misuse of a categorization grouping of mental illnesses called ICD-9, in which they labeled people as having political schizophrenia if they dared disagree with the government. And these people were sent to the gulag for disagreeing with the government under the sentence of mental illness. And what we're seeing increasingly now in DSM-5, which is the American version of ICD-9, it's the Bible of mental illnesses put together by several hundred psychologists and psychiatrists, and they now have a diagnosis in there called ODD, which is oppositional defiant disorder. And this disorder basically talks about conspiracy theories and so forth. So basically, if you disagree with the government under ODD, this could be construed as you being crazy and could be the basis to put you in a FEMA camp. Mike, what do you know about this?
Yeah, you're exactly right. ODD does exist. I actually own a copy of that DSM-5, and I've talked about it extensively. And you're right. This has been used throughout history where any oppositional voices in a society were simply labeled mentally disordered and then, of course, treated with very aggressive tranquilizers and other psychiatric drugs to make sure that they could never speak out again. Meanwhile, the real mental disorder is in the government regime itself, the Obama regime and the leftists. Liberalism is a mental disorder. I think that's the title of a book by Michael Savage. And on so many points, he's exactly correct. And yet they want to talk about the same people, the constitutionalists, the patriots who believe in America, who believe in the Bill of Rights, who believe in a democratic republic, that they are insane. So, you know, everything has been turned upside down on purpose, and we are under assault, all of us, our liberties, our communities. Not just ISIS assault, but our own government is systematically stripping away from us the very rights upon which this nation was founded.
Well, you know, I think there's actually a disorder called something like operational defiant disorder or something like that for people that are unruly or don't go along with the status quo. Now, what they're also going to utilize, and you fellas have probably figured this one out, you know, once you get a certain psychiatric diagnosis, that's a backdoor way under the color of law, not real law. That's under color of law for them to, once again, disarm you. Once you are considered a psychiatric patient or have a psychiatric diagnosis, or I believe, if not yet, even certain medications will fall under classifications where you won't be deemed sane enough or you're too much of a harm to others to own a firearm. So every angle that they can think of, They're trying to take our guns, which tells me that we need to clutch on to them even tighter than ever because something's coming.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Well, this is, let's go back to the Soviet Union modern version today under Putinism, if he's able to recapture the Eurasia state independent states that broke up after the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989, he will have effectively reconstituted the Soviet Union. And what they've been known for decades, and Putin is no different, they kill journalists. They blow up their cars. They blow up their apartment buildings. They assassinate them walking out in public with snipers. I do not put it past this administration to do the same thing. And the reason I say this is look who set up DHS, the former head of the East German Stasi. Mike, what are your feelings about the future that we face as independent journalists?
Well, it's going to be a future of significant risk because the regime in Washington does operate under the philosophies of communism. That's very clear. We have to maintain our vigilance. It's a double task for us because we have to be armed, but also never instigating violence. You know, we have to be the last people to ever pull the trigger, and only in extreme self-defense. We had, in other words, there's almost a higher standard of behavior demanded of us. Meanwhile, anybody out there could be sent after us to stalk us or try to shoot us or terrorize us. And again, you know, Pete Santilli, if he hadn't kept his cool, he would have been shot dead by the cops. And you bet they'd be laughing about it in Washington. You know, cross Pete off the list, who's next? That's the way they think. So, you know, again, this government is directly state-sponsored terrorism against the people is underway right now through this mechanism.
Well, you know, I want to say to all the other people out there that are liberty journalists or liberty reporters that maybe listen to this broadcast, I think, you know, much like yourself, we don't want to end up in any camps or behind bars or lose our liberties. But I think in this particular situation, I don't think we're actually there just yet where they're going to start rounding us up like that publicly. So if you do happen to fall on one of these watch lists and your license plate does get put on it, I think you should all take a lesson from Pete Santelli and remain calm, remain cool. Don't do anything foolish. You know, of course, have all your licenses. If unfortunately we have to work within the system, make sure all your license and insurance is up to date, and make sure that if you have a firearm and you're required to be licensed, make sure that you appropriately do so. I hate to sound like a father figure here, but if they're coming after us, I mean, they will catch you unawares and catch you off guard when you least expect it. So you have to think about these things, gentlemen. What do you say?
Well, I completely agree with you. And that's the way I've always operated, by the way. I've never been arrested. I've never been charged with any crime. I don't go out and drink socially. I don't visit bars. I don't, you know, hang out at strip clubs. I don't do any of those kinds of things. I live a very clean, very law-abiding lifestyle, but I do carry concealed firearms everywhere, all the time. But it's legal, like you said. You know, I've undergone the background checks, and I've been trained in handgun combat, and, you know, I would never seek to shoot someone. If cops pull me over, you know, I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to draw on them just because they're cops. They're probably supporting what we do, frankly. So, you know, that's the kind of attitude that we need to have now just to survive.
It is amazing the time that we live in. And I have to tell you, most local law enforcement don't relish those kind of confrontations. So it's not good for them either. And I think people need to be mindful of that. So to add to what Jim was saying, when they pull over, be completely cooperative. You know, they're going to have you open your door from the outside. And I would imagine they put Pete on the ground, and you just need to be very cooperative. And you just repeat for them, I'm not a terrorist. This is a mistake, but I will abide by what you're telling me to do. This is scary, scary stuff. Because yep. if your hands go in a direction they don't like, they will open fire on you.
That's true.
They will, and they'll be able to get away with it. It'll be justified for them, because it typically is. I mean, you know, there's a lot of shootings, and again, this is not a knock on police officers. I think, Mike, more along the lines of what you say, I think generally speaking, they're probably on our side, most of them. But, you know, they're human beings as well, and there are real terrorists out there. So, yeah, just keep your hands in a place where people can see them. Mike, we got about 45 seconds left before the end of the broadcast here. Why don't you take some time again to give out all your fine websites and tell people where they can learn more about your work?
Well, I'll just give out one where you can monitor real-time news throughout the day on the topics of your choice, and that's fetch.news. Just go to fetch.news. There's over 100 topics. Click on any one of them, and you'll have real-time news updates every few minutes throughout the day, including topics like the Second Amendment, liberty, and even Donald Trump, for that matter.
Well, plus you've got Ranger gear, don't you, Mike? Just came out?
Yep. Our own line of preparedness gear, and some of the products are already selling out, so we're trying to get more in stock.
All right, great, Mike. Well, Mike, we always enjoy you being here on Mondays, on this Tuesday edition of Mondays with Mike. We hope you join us next time on the Common Sense Show. This is James White from my colleague, Dave Hodges. We've been with Mike Adams from the Health Ranger from naturalnews.com. And please join us next time on the Common Sense Show.